A new report issued by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights chronicles killings, gang rapes, beatings, disappearances, and other crimes and acts of cruelty against ethnic Rohingya Muslims at the hands of Myanmar security forces. The Malaysian Prime Minister decried, "Enough is enough," sent an aid flotilla to assist the Rohingya community, and the vessel was met by protests. Pope Francis says they have been suffering for years. They have been tortured, killed, simply because they wanted to live their culture and their Muslim faith. But what will it take to resolve the abuses to the Rohingya outlined in the UNHCR report? RAND Corporation's Jonah Blank says, at the most basic level, the governments of both Myanmar and Bangladesh must grant access to international relief workers. At a deeper level, the government in Yangon must uphold the basic human rights and civil rights of its Rohingya citizens. Greg Poling, the director of the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative at CSIS, says, bottom line, there is no way the situation of the Rohingya improves unless the political leadership in Myanmar, meaning especially Aung San Suu Kyi, chooses to really grapple with the issue, roll back state-sanctioned discriminatory policies, and pressure the military to change its approach. Still, Stratfor Southeast Asia analyst Evan Rees notes, the Rohingya problem is rooted in deep ethnic and religious issues. Any resolution to the abuses in the Rohingya areas will require a resolution of Myanmar's long-standing civilian-military divide and a political will to compromise on wide ethnic and religious divisions. And it would take the establishment of genuine law and order on the ground in Rakhine State to effect change. It will take an active restructuring of the Myanmar police force to find an effective solution, in addition to further training in peacekeeping, empathy, and religious tolerance, among other areas, says Myanmar analyst Hunter Marston. In a closed-door meeting of officials and international agencies in Dhaka this week, the group said Myanmar's government remains in denial about alleged atrocities carried out by its military against minority Rohingya Muslims. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said leader Aung San Suu Kyi was moved by its report. However, she doesn't have constitutional control of security forces. The Myanmar government says it takes the charges seriously, but it requires firm evidence before it will launch a new investigation. For Asia Weekly, I'm Steve Miller.